You're listening to SBS News.
For new arrivals from Africa, AFL is not generally the type of football they're familiar with. South Sudanese refugee Ruben William, for one, says he first picked up a football as an 11-year-old.
The sport for my culture is soccer. My brothers still love soccer. I love my soccer, but footy's definitely shot up there since I started playing it.
He's one of a growing number of youths of African descent entering the game, and he says that trend is increasing.
As we see the statistics, the line will be going up with more African players playing top-level footy, whether that be state league or professionally. So definitely looking forward to what the next generation's got to bring. And the way I see it is the more kids playing footy, the more integrated they are into the communities and the more that opportunity they have to make friends.
From grassroots to elite level, the AFL, like other sports, wants to attract the best of the country's athletes. AFL Diversity Manager Xavier Maloney says he hopes celebrating the sport's diversity through its inaugural Africa Month celebrations will do just that.
And in particular, you know, with the African community, we want them to be a reflection across all areas of our game. So whether that be playing at the elite level, whether that be umpiring, whether that be playing at community football level.
Achek Makua-Shawut debuted for Fremantle in the first AFL women's season. The 25-year-old spent the first 12 years of her life at the Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya before coming to Australia with her family as refugees. She says she felt an instant affinity with the game.
That sense of belonging and being able to play with a different diverse group. You know, because back home I didn't have those opportunities to be able to play sports, but when I quickly figured out that I can do that, it was like, okay, cool, I'll stay here.
Shawut says Australian rules football has helped her overcome challenges and strengthen her skills both on and off the field.
When we're playing sports, it's not really about what language you speak. I think it's about, you know, the sport that you play. So if it's footy, we're speaking footy language. If it's soccer, you're speaking soccer language. So I think it made my transition easy, and then I was able to gain that confidence.
Inspiring players like Shawut and William was the AFL's first Sudanese-born recruit, Majak Dor. The North Melbourne utility player says he sees sport as an avenue to motivate newly arrived youths.
Yeah, over the summer, there was some negative press about the African community. There's an issue, and that we can fix together. I think it's not too far the reach, but I reckon we're on the right track.
South African-born premiership player Jason Johannesson says it's encouraging to watch the new footballers developing their games.
Through my time, I've definitely met quite a few South Africans that sort of caught my story and now are interested in footy. So it has a huge impact to the kids that are coming up through the grassroots. They have so much talent, and we want the best players in our game and the best people in our game.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.